From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. One day before a threatened U.S. government shutdown, Senate leaders on Wednesday struck a bipartisan deal to keep the U.S. government funded for 2 years, but without addressing immigration. The package would boost spending on national defense and domestic programs, ending years of budget caps. Republicans argued we're hollowing out America's military, and Democrats said we're harming the needy. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer praised the agreement.
This budget deal will be the best thing we've done for our economy, our military, our middle class for a long time.
But House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said she won't back the deal unless Republican Speaker Paul Ryan allows a vote on a bill to grant legal status to young undocumented immigrants. Congressional leaders face a race against the clock with federal funding expiring at midnight Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he is encouraged by Colombia's progress on the reduction of cocoa growth.
We will continue to work with Colombia to support these efforts where we can be of assistance as well. This is a shared challenge for both of our nations as well, to work together to undermine the transcriminal organizations that create the networks that are devastating for citizens in Colombia, and they're devastating to the American people as well.
Tillerson is now headed to Kingston, Jamaica, the final stop on his Latin American Caribbean tour. U.S. lawmakers are demanding Myanmar's exclusion from U.S.-led military exercises in neighboring Thailand next week. This is VOA News.